Good morning on a Friday. It is a snowy Friday. Temp up, actually, one since 5:30 to 29 at our studios in Halley between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. And yes, confirming what I did tell you a short time ago, went out and checked that. Yeah, I wasn't hearing things. I mean, you get out of your vehicle and you're like, oh, that's... I mean, you know, you can have a tire leak you don't hear, but it's really bad if you're hearing it like that. And I'm like, just went and checked. And yeah, the deflation was not obvious when I got here. So I don't know when, you know, it was over the snow somewhere. Was it something in my, I don't know, but the tire was still, it's way more deflated now. So something I ran over, not good. So thank you. There is this mobile tire service, though, that I've had the occasion for different instances of the last couple of years to utilize the services of, there's like a dynamic mobile car repair that'll come to where you're at. And then there's like AJ's tire service where he too, for flat tires, will come to you. So going to be making that call shortly. Okay, welcome to Friday. Happy Friday. This is a favorite day of many. My mom and stepdad are coming to town today, so looking forward to that. And planned to go out to grab a bite to eat together tonight. Only two of our five kids apparently going to be with us. Dawson's still in Japan. He's due back on Sunday. He sent some pictures and said, tell Grandma and Grandpa I'm sorry I missed him. Ev had other plans, and Grace is in Madison, so it is what it is. So, all right, well, that pretty much is my what's on my mind this morning. Today in history, let's see, in 1942 on January 16th, actress Carol Lombard died in a plane crash at the age of 33. She was married to actor Clark Gable at the time. In 1972, actor, cartoon voice actor David Seville died at the age of 52. He created Alvin and the Chipmunks. Also in 1991, Operation Desert Storm began when the United States and Allied military forces launched air raids on Iraq, President George Bush.
5 months ago, Saddam Hussein started this cruel war against Kuwait. Tonight, the battle has been joined.
And President Bush right there in 1991, the attack was an effort to drive Iraqi forces out of Kuwait and was very successful in doing that. And you remember then in April of that year, President Bush's approval ratings were so high, well up into the 80 percentile. And everybody thought, oh, he's going to be reelected for sure. But Ross Perot entered the mix. Then he dropped out. Then he ran again. He still garnered 19% of the vote, and that messed things up. And Bill Clinton won it all with like 42% support and became a two-term president. But Bush and Clinton became good friends, so back when that used to happen across the lines. Also, in 1973, Bonanza aired for the final time on NBC. Remember that popular show? That Western drama had been on the air for more than 13 years. Very, very popular. Gunsmoke stayed on the air longer, though. All right, we've got to close things out with our morning devotion. From Brennan Manning's 19 Mercies Spiritual Retreat out of the Serve section, we come to devotion number 15, Freedom from Your Own Contempt. Reads like this: self-hatred is an enormous obstacle to loving other people. Usually we dislike others not because we love ourselves too much, but because we're not able to love ourselves enough. We fear and distrust others because we feel inadequate. We hide behind anger, sarcasm, or judgmentalism because we're convinced that we don't measure up ourselves. Interestingly, you can read the Gospels line by line and find that Jesus devoted not 1 minute of his ministry to reinforcing negative self-concepts. By contrast, much conventional Christianity says that we should look in the mirror every morning and exclaim, "Worm, maggot, you despicable wretch." That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ, says Brennan. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, my capacity to love you lies in direct proportion to my ability to love myself. Father Adrian von Kahn has written, gentleness toward my precious, fragile self, as called forth uniquely by God, constitutes the core of my gentleness with others and is also the main condition for my presence to God. And there's a lot more with this, but tell you what, we'll leave that for part two on Monday. Finally, Friday, a chance to see if we can get a winner in Secret Sound. We've been trying for a couple of days.
715-723-2555. What is this? That's the sound we're working on. And a chance to win a Culver's value basket. And we keep on stacking clues. And at this point, we're like, we got to get it. We got to get it.
The biggest thing it's come down to is, you said, it's a bag, right?
It's a bag, yep.
Yeah.
So We just need you to call and figure it out. 715-723-2555. What is this? Think bag. Think bag.
People have guessed things like a paper bag, a popcorn bag, a potato chip bag. It's not those, but it's a bag.
715-723-2555 for a free value basket from Culver's, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Chippewa.
Hey, Scott. What do you think?
I haven't heard all the guesses, but I'm going to say those packaging bags in a box.
Packaging bags in a box. This... not what we're looking for.
Sorry,
Scott. Call us back. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Jim, go ahead.
How about pushing air out of a Ziploc bag?
Pushing air out of a Ziploc bag. Is this a Ziploc bag?
It is! You got it, Jim. You've been trying for 3 days, man.
It is a Ziploc bag. I guess more specifically, it is opening, like unzipping a Ziploc bag. But at this point, that works. This is opening a Ziploc bag. It was actually a Ziploc bag at my house that was full of some leftover Christmas treats. And rather than eating them, I just decided to record the sound of the Ziploc bag. So again, this is a Ziploc bag opening. Well done, Jim. Well, hang on the line for us, and we will get you that Culver's Value Basket Prize. Jim from Ernie, well done solving Secret Sound. WWIB, the WIB Wake-Up Show with Caleb and Halvo here on this Friday morning. It's time for our weekly tradition where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We know you want to stay informed, but we know you're busy. So we bring it to you in condensed form, and we call it Headlines. Here we go.
The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture claims a person can eat a complete meal for $3.
$3? Are they counting ketchup packets as vegetables now?
Must be. Must be.
The largest private landowner in the U.S. now owns 2.7 million acres.
2.7 million acres. That's larger than the entire state of Delaware and about the same size as one Costco parking lot.
Just about.
Yes, the largest private landowner in the country now owns 2.7 million acres.
Billionaires will do anything so they don't have to hear the neighbor's leaf blower.
I guess.
New data shows that Maine is the state with the lowest rate of violent crime.
Now there's a catchy license plate motto.
Right?
A study found that eating walnuts daily lowers your cholesterol without increasing your weight. The study was funded by the California Walnut Commission.
So ignore the results, which also claim walnuts increase your IQ and give you invisibility.
Uh-huh.
A study found that over time, we may drop certain friends and make new ones, but the total number of close friends we have stays pretty much the same.
That's because no one wants to spend every weekend helping move furniture or taking people to the airport.
Very true.
And finally, nearly 15,000 nurses went on strike at New York City hospitals.
And surgeons suddenly realize they have no idea where anything is kept.
Uh-huh.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Another week in the books at the start of 2026. Here's the best of the week.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia once again here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. A great prize for you. How about two tickets to the movies, two Micon Cinemas movie passes, so you and a guest can see a film of your choice. Almost 200,000 people are injured by this each year. Almost 200,000 people are injured by what?
Oh, I'm Merrick Seabit from Augusta.
All right. What's your guess there in Augusta today?
Is it falling off a ladder?
Is it falling off a ladder? Almost 200,000 people injured by this each year. Havel just kind of gave me a look. It's like, falling off a ladder? Because you are absolutely correct.
I'm sorry, you're buzzing the wrong question.
I don't know that we've ever had anyone guess it on the very first try. Congratulations. You're going to the movies.
How did you know that?
I just... my dad gave me a guess, so...
Wow.
Well, that's a pretty good guess. Hopefully your dad hasn't fallen off any ladders and knows this from experience. But yes, 180,000 people in the U.S. every single year are injured by ladders. And now that's either falling off or having a ladder bonk them, if we're being more specific. But well done. And I'm not sure that's ever happened. I think we're still a little bit in awe.
I had a weird experience getting to work here this morning just moments ago. And as I got out of my 2004 Honda Accord, I hear a and I'm like... even if you do have a leak in your tire, you don't usually hear it. But yeah, there was some noise coming out of there. And so I think I've got a deflating left front tire. So
4.7 6 seconds to play. Inbounds pass Blackwell with three, with two, with one. Blackwell for the win. No!
The incomparable Matt LePay on Learfield last night as UW men's basketball kept their three-game winning streak alive. John Blackwell, as you heard, hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to give the Badgers a 78-75 road win over the Minnesota Gophers.
Win it Wednesday on the Win Wake-Up Show.
We are playing Secret Sound this morning. Here is this week's Secret Sound. What is that?
Yeah, this is Ron from Bruce.
Hey, Ron, what do you think?
Yeah, is it punching a speed bag?
Is it punching a speed bag? Let's take a listen again.
You do that, Ron? Do you punch a speed bag?
Yeah, I used to.
Okay.
Good for you.
That's great. Is that what we're looking for, Alvo?
It's not. Sorry, Ron.
It's not. Good to hear from Bruce, though. Red Raiders, right? 715-723-2555.
You're amazing with that.
I've accumulated some knowledge over the years. Here's the thing. Here's the threat. If we don't get this solved today, I think we make it a show jingle, and then we never tell you what this is.
That is a threat.
Jim from Ernie.
Jim, go ahead.
How about pushing air out of a Ziploc bag?
Pushing air out of a Ziploc bag. Is this a Ziploc bag?
It is! You got it, Jim. You've been trying for 3 days, man.
A winner.
It is a Ziploc bag. I guess more specifically, it is opening, like unzipping a Ziploc bag. But at this point,
we're going to say that
works. This is opening a Ziploc bag. It was actually a Ziploc bag at my house that was full of some leftover Christmas treats. And rather than eating them, I just decided to record the sound of the Ziploc bag. So again, this is a Ziploc bag opening. Well done, Jim.
Solved it earlier this morning. There we go. The best of the week.
Hopefully my mom is listening. She missed it and really wanted to know what it was.